I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is Revolution Day in Iran, a commemoration of 1979's overthrow of the monarchy and installation of Islamic rule. Revolution Day 2026 lives up to its name following weeks of protests and state repression. Analysts say the unrest is the biggest challenge to Iran's authoritarian rulers in decades. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
there's no pretending anymore. If anything, Revolution Day becomes a reminder of the day their country was lost.
Yet with grief comes a silver lining. Iran is home to the fastest growing church in the world today.
Iranians are counting the cost and deeming it 100% worthy. When someone chooses to follow Jesus like this, then God fills and uses them in powerful ways.
But life isn't easy for Christians. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And AMG International is celebrating 50 years of ministry work in Guatemala. Brian Dennett with AMG says that over the years, thousands of people have come to know Jesus through disaster relief work, schools, medical clinics, hospitals, and camps.
Everything we do revolves around the gospel and bringing Jesus, really our only hope, into dark situations like this. In the case of the work we do with children, starting from 3 years up, they are learning God's word. They are being loved and provided for by mature Christians.
As the AMG leadership team travels to Guatemala this week for the anniversary, pray for their safety and for God's continued blessing over the work happening in the country. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.